Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The new commissioner of baseball has got to change the game's status quo. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Sports fans in this country are clearly divided about Major League Baseball. Some still regard it as our national pastime and love the nuances of the game that can make it so intriguing. Others believe it has gotten too slow and boring and no longer attracts youngsters like football and basketball do. 55-year-old Rob Manfred will become a household name after he's installed as the 10th commissioner of baseball in January. Perhaps not so coincidentally, 60 Minutes featured Manfred last Sunday night in an update of the Alice Rodriguez scandal, in which the suspended slugger was clearly fingered by Manfred for being a liar and a doper who deserves to never play again. Average attendance around baseball is 30,000 fans per game, climbing back toward the high of 37,000 before the economy collapsed in 2008. But TV ratings are going in the opposite direction, and the agonizing length of games has driven fans away from the sport to faster-paced pro leagues like the NFL, NBA, and hockey. Can a new commissioner put time limits between pitches and stop batters from stepping out of the box to pull on everything from their gloves, helmets, and private parts before stepping back in? These are the things that infuriate the average fan who doesn't care about any nuances and falls asleep in front of the TV. Baseball can still provide the ultimate drama when the bases are loaded in the late innings of a close game and every pitch has the outcome hanging in the balance. But over 162 regular season games, there's more drudgery than drama. Manfred has worked for Major League Baseball for 30 years and has ascended to the position of fighting steroids and implementing the toughest drug testing of any major league sport. But maybe it's time to change the focus away from the negatives to the positives that will make young kids, especially African-American young kids, want to play the game again. MLB is split between white players and Latinos and has relatively few legitimate black stars. Holding on to more kids who wander from Little League to the playgrounds will have the best long-term effect. Maybe do it vividly with numbers, saying baseball players have longer careers and can make more money than basketball and football stars whose playing days are shortened by injuries that can turn their professional stardom into permanent pain. This is Archansky. See ya.